This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have seen in recent visits, according to 1 Peter 1, 3-4, that God, impelled by His great mercy, has given us new birth into a living hope and an inheritance. We have much to look forward to and much to live for. Until that day, as we walk, work, and worship by faith, God promises that we are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. For believers, it is proper to say, I have been saved by faith and am a child of God. It is also right to say, I am being saved day by day. That's what Peter is saying in verse 5 of 1 Peter 1. We, through faith, are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Being shielded is a military term meaning to guard or protect. It reminds me of what Paul wrote in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. God's power shields us and extinguishes all the fiery arrows of the evil one, Ephesians 6:16. God's peace guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. God's peace makes you feel as though you are inside a garrison, protected both physically and mentally. God's peace and power are active in us until the coming of the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. You've been, are being, and ultimately will be saved, past, present, and future.